Look at this. For only $8.95 a month, we can join the Wild Game Meat of the Month Club.
Wild game? You mean like deer and buffalo?
Oh, not just that. Listen, we can get moose, rabbit, bear, badger, otter, and beaver.
Frank, I'm not eating anything that builds a dam.
All right. You see how juicy my badger burgers are. I'm not sharing.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Mark. How's school?
I'm challenging as usual. You know what? I'm going to talk to the principal and see if he can't stiffen up the curriculum.
Well, that's fine, Mark, but I wouldn't mention this to your other classmates.
Hey, Mom, can we talk about my birthday party?
Oh, don't worry about it, honey. I've got it all figured out. I've hired this guy who's going to dress up like a pirate. Doesn't that sound like fun, honey?
Mom, I'm turning 13. I think the ship has sailed on the pirate thing. I mean, face it, I'm becoming a man.
Well, all right, Mark, what kind of party do you want?
A boy-girl party with girls. Lots of girls.
Yeah, he's 13.
Hi, Cody.
Hey. Care Bear and the Dana Burger, home from their big day at the Halls of Learning, huh?
Hey, the code man, sitting in front of the TV like a big giant sloth.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, what were you watching?
Oh, man. Oprah's doing a big special on the adult children of sumo wrestlers. Yeah, man, I thought my parents messed me up. Hey, guys, guess what? I got my first A in high school today. All right, way to go, Jackson.
What'd you get the A in, JT?
Auto shop.
Auto shop? No, auto shop is not a class. It's a holding cell for criminals until they get out of high school.
No, you're wrong, Dana. Auto shop's a lot tougher than you think. Yeah, you gotta learn a lot of really complicated stuff, like engineering, physics, how to eat lunch when your hands are, like, really dirty. Yeah, and for your information, I had to take a very difficult final exam.
Yeah, right. What did that consist of? Exposing your butt crack while you check the oil?
No. I had to change the oil, change a tire, and do a complete tune-up. I'd like to see you do that.
If you can do it, I can do it. Why would you want to do it? That's why God invented men. Fix cars and kill spiders. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about JT. If he can fix a car, then anybody can.
Oh, really? Would you like to make a bet about that?
Sure. What's a bet?
Okay. You have to do my final exam for auto shop. If you pass, I have to do your chores for a month. If you fail, you have to do mine.
You're on.
Boy, this would make a great game show. Automotive battle of the step siblings. JT and the Dana Burger, come on down.
Yeah, it's me, Mark. I need some nail clippers.
Oh, come on in.
Won't bother you but a minute. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, getting ready for my party. Showering, taking a shave.
Yeah, a shave? Really? Yeah, how long have you been shaving, Mark?
Actually, Frank, this is my maiden voyage. I figured since I'm turning 13, you know, and becoming a man, I probably needed one.
Well, let me take a look here. Whoa. You definitely have some manly stubble coming in there. You know, since this is your first time and a very important moment in a man's life, maybe I should help, huh? You lather up, and I'll go get a special razor that my dad taught me how to shave with.
Gee, thanks, Frank.
No problem. Hey, buddy. Hey, that's enough. You're just gonna shave, not foam down a runway, okay? That's about enough right there, okay? Now, I want you to just spread that all over your face there.
Like this?
Yeah, nice, smooth, both sides. That's looking good. Okay, now, and then we need a little right there. Okay, now, here's the razor. Be very careful. Nice, even strokes, straight down, never sideways.
Hey, Frank, I'm really shaving.
Just like I learned 2 years ago.
Oh, my God, Mark, what are you doing?
Bad stuff, Mom. Chicks, you gotta explain everything to them.
Okay, oh, that's looking good. Okay, turn around here. Turn around, let me clean you off, Lou. Let me see how you did. Oh, smooth as a baby's butt. You did a great job.
Thanks, Frank.
Frank, I really appreciate your helping Mark out, but he could have cut himself.
Not without a blade in the razor.
Pubescent party animals, dinner is served. Tonight we're featuring pepperoni pizza, and for those of you vegetarians, I picked pepperonis off this one. All right.
Yo. Can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure, little birthday dude. What's up?
You see that pretty girl over there?
Hey, righteous little mini babe, huh? Devil with the blue dress on.
My sentiments exactly. Her name is Marissa, and I really want to dance with her, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, wow. All right. Let me think about this for a minute. I got it. Okay. All right. Check this out. Just walk up to her. They say, Marissa, would you like to dance? Yeah, that worked really good.
Ah, the direct approach. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Hey, Marissa, want to dance?
Okay.
Well, what can I say? I make it my policy to get down with Soul Train. Anyone want to hear another tape?
Oh, I have a better idea.
Why don't we play Spin the Bottle?
Whoa. Good thing I shaved.
Frank, we're going to need twice as many chips as that.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guess what? They're playing Spin the Bottle in there. I'm going to go get the video camera.
Say, Frank, I don't know. Do you think we ought to let the kids play kissing games in there?
Oh, come on, honey. They're just going to give each other little pecks. If they start playing strip poker, we'll raid the place, okay?
Yeah, I guess you're right. No big deal. I remember my first boy-girl party. We didn't play Spin the Bottle, though. We played a game called 3 Minutes in Heaven. I wound up with a closet with Dak. Bo Dak. We didn't know what we were doing the first couple of minutes, but we started kissing, and then Dak... Oh, my God, I've got to get in there.
No. In the first place, we don't have a closet in there. And in the second place, Mark isn't anything like this Dak Bodak guy. But lucky for you, I just might be.
All right, Marissa, it's your turn. Give it a spin. Hey, is that lightning?
anything.
Must have been my imagination.
Mark, look, the bottle's pointing to you.
Well, what do you know? Happy birthday to me. My mom. Too sexy for my
Well, you're certainly in a good mood today.
Why shouldn't I be? Thanks to this, I'm a young man in love.
How come you're so dressed up?
Well, I used my birthday money to send Marissa a dozen roses, and I'm just gonna pop by her house and see how she liked them.
Gee, Mark, don't you think you're moving a little fast?
Mom, there are no stop signs on the highway of love. Get it? Excuse me.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi. Come on in. I was on my way to surprise you, and instead, you surprised me. Mom, this is Marissa. Marissa, this is my mom.
Hi.
Hi.
Mark,
you came over to thank me for the flowers. Forget it. There's plenty more where that came from.
Actually, I came over to return them.
Return them? Why?
Well, it wouldn't be right to keep them. Because I kind of like somebody else.
But I thought you were my girlfriend. I mean, we kissed and everything.
Mark, the bottle pointed at you, so I kissed you. Those are kind of the rules.
Right. The rules.
Well, I better go. Thanks for inviting me to your party. Bye.
The challenge, I had no idea it would be so big. I don't know nothing about fixing no cars.
You laugh while you can, Barky. You're still gonna lose the bet.
Okay. I'm ready to have
Hey, that's not part of the deal. Dana's gotta do all the dirty work herself.
Oh, I don't do dirty work. I just read the instructions and wear these cute coveralls. Put a pan in place under the car to catch the old oil.
Oh, my name's not Gomer, but I'll give it a shot.
You know, Dana, I'm really enjoying this. I've always dreamed about you being under a car. Well, of course, I was driving it.
Okay, pan's in place. What's next?
Remove the oil plug and let the oil drain into the pan.
Got it.
Boy, I remember my first oil change. As a mere lad of six, knee-high to a Pontiac. Yeah, that's right. It was a Tuesday. It was raining. Well, you come to think of it, it wasn't Tuesday. It wasn't raining. We didn't have a car. God, I wonder whose oil I did change.
Gee, that was tough. All right, what's next?
Make sure the oil has finished draining into the pan.
I can do that. Here, hold this.
Cody, D.
Do you know what this is?
Well, sure. It's the oil plug.
All right, Karen, put in the oil. One bottle of oil coming right up.
Hey, JT, can I talk to you for a second? Dude, I kind of got a moral dilemma here. You know, I want to tell Dana she forgot to put the oil plug back in, but I'm supposed to be an impartial observer, so my tubes are tied. What do you think I should do?
Well, Cody, if I were you, I'd just say nothing.
Are you sure that's the right thing to do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I got the oil. This doesn't explode like champagne, does it?
Just put it in.
This is what happened. You see, this is an oil plug. It's what keeps the oil inside of the engine instead of running out all over you. But I figured you know that after all. You know, any idiot would.
Well, Dana, you know, since JT got 100 on his test, I guess I'm gonna have to declare you the loser of the bet. But look at the bright side. Your face won't show anywhere for the next 5,000 miles.
Mark, you've been in there over an hour. Can't we talk about this?
Go away. I can't talk to you. You're one of them.
One of whom?
Girls, that's whom. You're all alike.
Okay, honey, I fixed that outlet in the bedroom. Anything else?
Mark had his heart broken by some girl, and now he's locked himself in the bathroom, and he doesn't even want to talk to me.
Well, of course not, honey. You're one of them. Come on, this is man stuff. Here, let me handle it, huh? Hey, Mark, it's your old shaving partner. Can I come in?
Are any of them out there?
Nope. All of them are gone. Hey. How you doing, pal?
Not so good. I thought Marissa was my girlfriend. Guess I was wrong.
Oh. I hear you. Boy, getting dumped really hurts, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah, I know. But I gotta tell you, pal, it's all part of being a man. I mean, when you grow up, you've got to take some risks. If you ask somebody to be your girlfriend, she might say no. But you can't let that stop you from trying. Because one day, you're going to find a girl who likes you just as much as you like her.
I know, but I want one now.
That's all part of being a man, too. That's why they invented sports.
Oh, so that's why JT runs track.
Exactly. So you just hang in there, huh?
Thanks, Frank.
Hey, you have got that manly stubble happening again. How long has it been since you shaved?
About 18 hours ago.
You gotta do it again. You get up there and lather up, and I'll go get my dad's special razor, huh?
Frank?
Yeah.
This time, can we put a blade in it?
Yeah.